All right, folks, welcome to Nino's Corner.tv. I am joined once again with Colin Froome from Noble Gold. Everyone's worried, Colin. I mean, seriously, this looks bad. It's looking worse and worse. I mean, we just got a 45-day stopgap. Things look grim. I mean, everyone I talk to on my shows, everyone I bring up, from Jim Willey to Bo Pony to Juan O'Savin, are all saying, man, that they're gonna, the dollar is done. It's on its way out. And it worries a lot of people. Like, what should we do? What are we gonna do? A lot of people are going into crypto. Me, that's a gamble. I've heard a lot of good things about Bitcoin. I've heard a lot of great things about XRP, but I know the one thing that's stable always is gold and silver.
Yeah. No, and it makes sense. I mean, I think people, you know, you look at this country, you look at what big corporations are doing and the way that they're being so cautious right now, on so many different levels. They're not hiring, you know, the jobs that people want, you know, 65,000 and above. Underemployment is, you know, if you look at true employment numbers, above 7%, you know, because obviously the 3.6% number doesn't include once people haven't found a job after 4 weeks, or people that are underemployed, so they want to work 40 hours, but they work 18 hours, for instance, or people that just drop off out of the workforce altogether because they haven't been able to find the right job. So the real employment numbers are well above 7%. And if we use that number, which I think is the true number, we would be able to say that we're in a recession, because obviously one of the indicators that keeps the Fed and the president from saying we're in a recession is that the number they use is below 4%. But if the true number was above 7%, and some people believe it's above 10% or even higher, then I think we would say that the economy's in trouble, and that's why people are, like you said, they're nervous right
now. It's not going to get any better, because what we're looking at here with the illegal immigration, the influx of this, tens and thousands just here, okay? And this is putting a strain on our resources, our infrastructure. All smaller, lower-end jobs, mid-level to lower-end jobs, are now getting taken over by AI. And if you don't believe that, folks, just go to San Francisco. And I saw, for the first time I've ever seen it, self-driving cars for Uber drivers. I couldn't believe it. So their jobs are done. They're done. So now they have self-driving cars for the Uber drivers, okay? And all these mid-level, low-level jobs are going to be taken, while all the while they're bringing in this mass influx of illegal immigrants with no job skills, very limited, that just know a life of crime. This is the purposeful and orchestrated, engineered takedown of America. And I know you're not saying it, I'm saying it, but I'm the one saying this. And so they're getting ready, it looks like to me, to pull the plug in some kind of way. We're going to go into this digital dollar. How safe of a bet is gold and silver right now as we are going into this? Because if my guests are right, then there is going to be some kind of intervention with Trump, in which there's going to be a transfer of, I guess we're going to be in this transition period where gold and silver are going to be what you want to have. That's going to be what you want to have. And I know a lot of this may be conspiracy for you, but to my audience, it is not.
Yeah, I mean, I think the interesting thing about where we're at, and you know, I always look at who's buying and of gold and silver and what's been happening. So you have central bank buying very consistent. There's only been one country that has sold any gold this year, which is Turkey, and they needed the money for whatever reason, and so they sold some gold. But you have this heavy central bank buying. You have global demand at a very high rate. Yet the price is actually dropped. It's actually down. We're down, you know, gold and silver down about 11% this year. And it reminds me a lot of what happened in 2008 and 2009, where it was like you had this kind of calm before the storm, and then they went into quantitative easing, where they just really expanded the money supply. And I think a lot of people believe that's going to eventually happen. They're going to have to expand and inflate the money supply again to get the wheels turning in the economy, because I think that when you look at where our economy is this year, we have an election year coming up next year, something does need to change. Otherwise people are going to move in a different direction. So I think the current administration is knows they have to do something to get the economy moving. Otherwise, you know, there's no chance for them at all. So there's lots of developments happening behind the scenes, I believe, that will allow gold and silver to have a pretty big year next year. I mean, gold sitting in the mid 1800s, silver sitting at $21 and some change. And then, you know, no one's talking about platinum right now. You know, I was talking to a friend about platinum jewelry, and we were just kind of going over different things. And he thought platinum was, you know, well above the price of gold, you know, because you think about platinum jewelry, just the idea of platinum in general. And there was many years that platinum was more expensive for gold. But actually, the numbers today, platinum costs, you know, spot prices in the mid $800 range, and gold's in the 1850. So platinum, I think, is a sneaky metal. People need to talk about it. I have a few different things here, but this is a platinum 1 ounce eagle here. Platinum is a metal that people should be looking at, is because they
need it. What is an ounce of platinum cost again?
So this coin, you're probably looking at about 9.25, 9.50 for this coin right here. This is a 1 ounce platinum American Eagle coin. So you're looking at a coin, you're looking at a metal that they're using in catalytic converters. They're using it. They actually, in the Ford F-150, which is probably the top selling car in the United States, they use over $300 in platinum in every one of those that's built. So, and this metal is not easy to find. This is a very difficult metal to find out.
It's like a great conductor. Is that what it is? A
great conductor. And it's used in many different industries, but heavily in the automotive industry is one of the big uses there. And it's going to continue to grow. And they're actually pulling back on palladium. See, palladium was fulfilling this void for a long time, but they're pulling back on palladium, and now they're using more platinum. So all these cars... And listen, there's a shortage of cars all over the world. They're going to continue to, they need to make more cars. This is a big component of it. So platinum is going to be a very important industrial metal. But I think, David, to your point, like with the economy, I think that's, there's some indicators here that lead us to believe that we are in a recession, and a bigger recession is coming. And I'll tell you what it is. You have the inverted yield curve, which has been going on for about a year, which is the biggest telltale sign that the biggest money, the biggest endowments, the biggest bond traders in the world are pushing these very short bonds to a very high price, which means they want to have liquid. They want to be liquid. That's why they're not buying 5-year notes. That's why they're not buying 10-year notes. You know, 5- and 10-year notes are more than double the price they were 2 years ago. I mean, you can get a 10-year note in the 4.5% range, but short-term money, short-term bonds is even more, it's paying even a higher return because there's so much money in these 3-month bonds, and they're waiting, you know, they're like, you know, it's like a cheetah looking for its prey. They're waiting. So you have these trillions of dollars waiting for a collapse, and they believe there's going to be a collapse next year. And that's why they're waiting on the sidelines and they're sitting in the bond market.
So you believe the collapse is going to happen next year?
Yeah, I do. I do think it's going to be a collapse next year. And I think that what they're going to have to do is the Fed is going to have to go away for anything to happen good in our economy right now. They need to figure out a way to get these rates down. So, and there's only what, you know, the one way that they can do it is they have some kind of black swan event. They have to have something big happen so that they can go.
I totally agree with you on that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've had people on my show like Jim Willie and different guests come on and talk about, and they're sounding the alarm bells, right? They're sounding the alarm bells going, you know, that it's coming. Is it possible that we could see gold hit 10,000? I mean, Jim Willie says, man, we could see it go through the roof.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think it's very feasible. I think that there's going to be a flight to safety. You know, this year, you're still seeing a lot of things happen. You know, like this week was a really interesting week. So you had, you know, over the weekend, you had the potential government shutdown, and then it was averted. So people dumped safe assets and they went into riskier assets. So equities were up, but safe gold and silver had a big drop, like the biggest drop. Silver's down $1. On Monday, which is a massive drop. You know, you're talking about like a 6-7% drop. You know, you're seeing things that don't make sense, that you're seeing short-term money taking risks, and maybe they can profit in the day-to-day, But I think the long-term money is waiting, as I mentioned, in bonds, and they're waiting for the bigger opportunity. So I think long-term gold, where it's sitting right now with inflation, I mean, in an inflationary period we're in right now where inflation is, I mean, the government reports 4.5% to 5%, but let's say it's double. Gold should be doing at least that, if not better. Yet we're down. Gold's down 11% this year. Silver's down similar numbers this year. So a lot of
time to buy.
It's a big buying opportunity, I think, for people that haven't bought or people that are looking to sort of double down. And, you know, there's a lot of people that bought early pandemic from us. And, you know, they remember gold in the 1400 range. And then it just skyrocketed and it went from 1400 all the way above 2000. So, you know, we know that these bull runs can happen very quickly. Just people have to be sort of prepared for it. So it's a very unique time. I think that, you know, the scary thing about interest rates, David, is that you would see in a normal Fed, like in a situation where the Fed wasn't trying to just destroy the economy, you would see them gradually raise rates, because even though they say they have to stave off inflation, they also have so much of a responsibility to kind of keep the economy going. I mean, our rates are double. The average mortgage in January of last year, the average mortgage was $1,123. Today, that same mortgage for the same house is $2,342. It's an 85% increase. How does the government rationalize saying that they are doing a good job helping average Americans when the average Americans to buy a house today is 85% more expensive? If it was 30%,
it's engineered this way. It's all engineered, man. This correct. Is, they're taking down America. And I, yeah, listen, I know some people, you know, my audience knows, you're talking to my audience, they know this is engineered. This is well contrived.
And you have BlackRock and all these companies buying homes. And, you know, it's interesting, you know, everyone's reporting on this, that they're buying homes and they're going out and they're making offers and people are getting text messages. And I've had friends, they're getting text messages. Hey, you want to sell your house? And then if you dive into it more, it's the top three, this BlackRock and Vanguard, you know, these are the guys that are behind it. Because think about it. If they know that if interest rates are up and you lose your job and you go, okay, I got to sell. So they're picking up houses, let's say at, you know, 150 to 300 bucks a foot construction, you know, the actual right. cost. Right now, we know most places across the country, it's going to cost you between 450 and, depending on where you are on some of the coasts, it could cost you $800 to $1,000 today to rebuild that cost. So this massive spike in interest rates gives these massive corporations an opportunity to come in and buy houses on the cheap. And that's really the problem with what's happening. If we saw a 30% increase and they said, hey, we got to stay here because inflation, I would say, okay, listen, they're trying to do the best they can. But for interest rates to go up 85% for the right average person, and then the great jobs, as you mentioned, a lot of them are going to AI. A lot of them are going away altogether. I mean, they're not, there's
just
no,
gone.
They're just gone. So it's, you can kind of see they are trying to really destroy the middle class person.
100%. You know, it's just going to be very wealthy and poor.
Yeah.
And they're even taking out the very wealthy. I mean, that's going to even be limited. So let me ask you this, man. Like, my audience always asks me, I don't have the money. I don't have much money to buy into gold and silver. What kind of programs do you offer?
Yeah,
these people that want to get involved with Noble Gold, because I read a lot of these ads and people are like, I don't have the money. I don't have the money.
Well, most people don't always know that they have probably an old 401k with some money in there. Since I've been doing this, you'd be shocked how many people I said, you know, look at all the places you worked. Have you checked all those 401ks? And there's a lot of found money out there. I've had people go find an account. They worked, you know, a regular job, and they found, oh, I got $12,000 in this old account that I never moved. And so there is a lot of found money out there. And I think it's important to look at that stuff. But the reason that gold and silver are not cheap, and the reason that it's important to have it, is because if you think about it, these are actually the only assets that you own besides your house that you own by yourself, right? Everything else you buy, you're buying a share of something. Right. You're just pulling share of a stock, share of something. You're buying a share. This stuff you're going to own. So when you own something by yourself, it is more expensive. But guess what? When you buy this stuff, there's no debt. You own it. So you're buying something that's a protection against the other debt that everybody has. Everybody has a mortgage for the most part. So you're buying stuff that doesn't have debt to help you in good times and bad times over the stuff that has debt.
So, but do you tell the people, you suggest that the people hold on to this themselves? You mail them the gold and silver?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. We can, I mean, listen, we could store it in a deposit. We have companies that we use. We don't store it. We send it to a third party. It's in your name. You can do that too, but we ship gold directly to your doorstep. And, you know, this year was a big year for that because obviously what was happening to the banks in February, March, and April, people were trying to get out of the bank. So we, yeah, this stuff right here, 10 ounce silver bar. This is a 1 ounce platinum American Eagle. I got some Canadian.
And it's pretty incredible, like how much gold you get for the money that I've spent on gold. I get it and I'm like, wow.
Yeah, okay. I mean, this is you know, $2,000 in gold.
That's
right here.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's $2,000 right there.
I'm sorry. Whoa, don't drop the gold. $4,000. Jeez, don't trust me with your gold. No, I probably it'll come in a better package and I won't drop. This is also, I wanted to bring this out, Dave, because this is such a fun set. And we just, so we sold these earlier this year. This is every Silver Eagle graded at MS69. This is every Silver Eagle since 1987 to current day. It's 39 coins. So MS69, MS70 is the best. That's the best quality. MS69 is just below. I mean, you wouldn't even be able to tell. So this set is 39 coins. If you had it in MS70, This set's worth $22,000. But one grade below, MS69, we have this whole set for about $2,000, give or take.
No way.
Yeah, so you can get all of these. So that's something. But the reason we don't sell these all the time is because we have to find them all in this quality, and then we have to send them to the grading company, you know, and then we get them back. So we've put these together. I think we have like maybe 20 sets. So
I want a set.
Huh?
I want a set.
You want a set? Okay. I'll set this set. This is my set. I'll set this set aside for you. I was going to give it to one of my kids, but you know what? They'll be fine.
I don't want to take it from your kids.
Yeah, just you'll take it from my kids. It's fine. That's okay. They're going to be okay.
Now I'm going to look like the asshole.
Yeah. They don't even know the value. They don't even know the value of this stuff. You know what I mean? So this is a really fun set. So I would do this, you know, and some gold. You know, some bars, maybe some kilo bars. You know, this is what we sell at Noble Gold. This is the fun. This is the great thing about these. And listen, these this 1986 MS69, there's not many of these in MS69. So it's cool because you're getting a set that has some numismatic value, right? It's got some rare coin value, but you're also getting a lot of silver too. You know, it's not,
and it's
you know, that's what we try to do is
right. And you don't want to be the person who hesitates on this because, man, it's coming. It is. We all see the signs.
Yeah.
And so you think the collapse is coming next year? I've heard.
Yeah,
this.
I do. I think that we'll see a heavy collapse next year. And I think that there's going to have to be I think there's going to be some dramatic changes in how the money is held, the way money is moving. There, you know, the CBDC stuff is coming out every day. And listen, there's like 115 countries in the world that are trying to get involved in these CBDCs. You know, one, just point blank, they obviously want to see what you're doing with your money, right? I mean, that's right. I mean, more than anything, let's be honest, that's the number one thing they want to do is they want to see everything that you're buying. And the CBDC gives them absolutely that ability to do it. So that's the first thing. Two, it gives them a level of control in terms of where you're moving your money, what you're doing it. You know, the cool thing about this gold and silver is that, and I do, you know, I fly and I do interviews in different places. You know, I could put, you know, I had a kilo of gold that I took to an interview, which is a, you know, $60,000 gold bar, put in my backpack and I was across the country. Right. And you know,
$60,000 gold bar.
Yeah. $60,000 wow. kilo gold bar. Yeah. It's a little bit bigger than this. It's a little bit bigger than that. So that's the thing is that people like about this is that you have the liquidity, right? If you need money, you sell this. Anyone will buy this gold bar anywhere in the world. And also, if you need to go anywhere with it, you can go places with it, and it's easy to move. Whereas the CBDC, I mean, you see it happen in places. You know, China's it's been happening to Chinese citizens for a long time, where they won't let them buy in certain places. You know, Toronto was built on Chinese investors. I don't know if you're aware of that, but that's how Toronto's real estate market. I don't know what the percentages are, but it's a massive number of Chinese people that have bought condos because they wanted to get the money out, and they stopped it. They told them they can't. They limited how much they can move out. And there's these laws in place because citizens there, they don't feel comfortable with what's going on in China. They wanted to get their money out. This culture of the CBDC, and I know for people that are comfortable on their phone and they feel like, well, what's the difference? Is this just like a credit card? Fundamentally, there is a difference when a CBDC does come around, and the ability for the government to just tweak things so easily. I don't think it's long-term the greatest thing. And that's why, you know, our country was built on having gold as a currency. It was our original currency. Everything we did was had some back behind it with gold, and it protected people. And really, if you look at the demise of the middle class, it was really in 1971 when officially went off the gold standard is when we started to see a lot of the inflation start to go rampant in this country. That's when things went from, you know, it was going okay. You know, there was a lot of people in the 60s and 70s that built a lot of wealth, and they were able to buy homes, and inflation was under control. But if you really look at it, well, once we got off the gold standard in 1971, that's really the long demise of the middle class was just based on the fact that they've been able to inflate the dollar to, you know, oblivion, basically.
My question is this. So what happens if, and let's just talk worst case scenario here, what happens if they do, I mean, it'll always remain stable, right? Even if they do bring in this digital dollar, let's say, even if they do bring in the digital currency, I mean, if you have gold and silver, you'll still be able to buy something with that, correct? Or people should be trading it? I'm wondering how that'll work because, hold on, let me finish my thought because I'm betting on the situation that Trump gets put back in there. Okay. That's what I'm going on. Okay. And I know that people that have gold and silver are going to be very, very wealthy. That's what I've been told. That's what all my guests have told me. Hold on to your gold and silver. You're going to be very, very wealthy. Now, worst case scenario, let's say they accomplish this digital dollar and it goes that direction. What happens to the gold and silver?
So it's interesting. I don't know, but I will tell you this scenario is what happened in 1933. Is that, you know, basically for 2 years, they told everybody that we're going to start going off, having a gold-backed system and using gold coinage. And so they set the price of gold. The government said, you turn in your gold and we'll pay you $20 or $21. Yeah. And then the next year after they did that, and some people sold and a lot of people didn't. And I know a lot of people didn't sell is because you can still buy those coins, right? You can buy those pre-1933 coins. So a lot of people held them. They didn't turn them into the government. The next year, they changed the price from the $21 up to above $30. So they manipulated the price up, which benefited the government, right? Because they basically bought gold at a 40% cut. So I don't know what'll happen today, but I think the people that can hold on, as you mentioned, whatever happens in the government, if they can just hold on, eventually the true value will come out. And, you know, I don't think it's a surprise, like on accident, that you have countries like China is the biggest net buyer of gold this year. Russia is a massive net buyer of gold. The BRIC countries were talking about having a gold-backed currency. The BRIC nation, I mean, if you went back 20 years and you said these BRIC countries, this conglomerate together is going to have five new countries join. I think Haiti just joined recently also. Not that they have much of a economy, but five countries joined the BRIC nations this year. It's a big change from where we were 15, 20 years ago. I don't think people thought
huge
that was the alliance, right, that was going to grow over this year. But people are fed up with U.S. policies. They're fed up with our debt. They look at China and Russia and they go, listen, they're not perfect, but these are strong industrial. I mean, money talks, business talks. These are industrial countries that have massive economies. And they just, I think they believe that we've become too much of a consumer nation and that we're not producing enough. And they're, you know, these countries are trying to tag on to what they believe the next real superpowers are. And that's why they joined the BRIC nations. So it's, you know, all these things happening behind the scenes, these countries building these alliance with, you know, these, this group, it is a sign for me that, that people are preparing for a worst case scenario here in the US.
And this may be a ridiculous question, but I'm just curious. Do you have like payment plans or something for some people that don't have a lot of money and they want to get, they want to invest in silver and gold? And
yeah.
Is there something for them?
I don't, because A, I think that I like the idea that this is an asset that doesn't have debt. If I put you on a payment plan, there's some debt component there, right?
Two, right. But some people are desperate right now. They'll do anything to get gold and silver.
The other reason I don't do it, frankly, is that I don't want to hold anybody's money, right? Mm-hmm. I like the transaction the way it is, that you pay, I send you your product. I don't want to hold anybody's product. I don't want to have anybody's debt. I'm not in that business. People buy. And it's not that I don't want to help people. And I think if they do want to get gold and silver, there's shops locally that they can go and buy smaller amounts of gold and silver that fulfill the amount that they want to buy. So I support anyone buying gold and silver. I'm in the business of really focusing on clients that are going to get it. They're going to get something debt free and it's a good transaction. And then when they want to sell it, you know, I've seen people, they borrow money against gold and silver, and there's a lot of these schemes that are out there. And my thought is, my ideal situation is that you buy gold, silver, platinum for me, 5 years gold sitting at, you know, $5,000 an ounce, silver sitting at $75 and platinum's at, you know, $2,000-$3,000. And you go, you know what, I'm going to, you know, I want to open up a business, or, you know, I want to travel, and you come back to me and I buy it from you and you're on your way and it's a clean transaction. So that's why I'm not in the debt business. And it's scary. I don't know if you've seen the numbers on all these consumers that are using these products to buy stuff. I mean, the numbers are outrageous.
Jeez.
People are just spending way more than they have. Credit card debt in the US just hit $1 trillion. So, you know, I'm a big believer in, like, you got to have pay for what you can afford. And so that's why we've always kind of done it this way at Noble Gold.
Colin Plume, ladies and gentlemen, Noble Gold. So Colin, man, I appreciate it. So that's mine right there, right?
This is yours.
All right.
Yeah. I'm going to tell my daughter that no Christmas for her, and that you're not.
So you made me look like biggest asshole on YouTube. Taking your kids' Christmas present, man.
Yeah, I'll get this out to you, and let me know what you think about the set, because I think this is such a cool set.
I'll show it on the program too.
Yeah, and if anybody wants this, you can buy this, you know, add it with other products, MS69 silver set. So when you call in, just ask for this. Free guides this month. Anyone looking to get information, and, you know, just to remind people, we're an American company. You're going to talk to a live person at Noble Gold. You're not talking to a computer. You're not talking to somebody that's going to be overseas. You know, we believe in this. This is what we do. Read our reviews, check us out. I want you to, you know, dive into us. I'm not afraid of that. We're a good company, family owned business. So, you know, anyone that's looking to get information, just give us a call, and, you know, love to help anybody out there that's looking to learn more about metals.
Well, I love this company, Colin. So thank you so much, man. I appreciate you coming on.
Thanks, David. Appreciate it. Talk to you soon.